Small-town sports writers, they often toil in near obscurity, known only to the people they cover and the people who read their stories. But they really are known in those small towns. Ronnie Gallagher was one of them. He started his newspaper sports career at the Lexington Dispatch and then moved to the Davie County Enterprise. And for the last 17 years, he had worked as the sports editor at the Salisbury Post. I had become familiar with Gallagher covering various events throughout the state, whether it be a high school basketball game on a Friday night or a college football game on a Saturday. But I didn't really get to know Gallagher until I started to work in Salisbury 4 years ago. Because I ran the National Sportscasters and Sportswriters Association, I would be guaranteed to see Ronnie on opening day of the NSSA Awards weekend. He came to interview the award-winning sportscasters and sportswriters from all over the country. And he always had done his homework. He knew which angles he wanted to explore and which winners he wanted to talk to. After the state of Arkansas had been battered by tornadoes one spring, he asked if the Arkansas Sports Writer of the Year was in town yet. If a big sports story happened in a certain area, Ronnie wanted to talk to one of the winners from that state, all to bring it home to his Salisbury Post readers in the special pullout section the paper ran every year for the NSSA Awards weekend. Ronnie certainly had his quirks. He would show up to interview the NSSA winners in his typical attire, gym shorts, and a T-shirt. They were his uniform of choice. And he didn't just show up to interview subjects in T-shirt and shorts. He conducted job interviews for prospective sports writers in the same uniform. A current Post sports writer wrote of dressing in a suit, tie, and dress shoes for his session with Gallagher, only to be surprised when Ronnie told him, in his words, that he looked too good to work here. Another of his former co-workers told the story that back in the 1990s, Ronnie was so self-conscious about losing his hair that he would always wear a ball cap. Eventually, he came to terms with his hair loss, and then he shaved his head. His shaved head and Fu Manchu mustache became as much of a uniform as the T-shirt and shorts. Gallagher was also a pack rat. He worked hard to compile and put out his sports sections, and he was very proud of them. I remember early in my tenure at NSSA, I ran into him in the parking lot before a Wake Forest football game. We got to talking about NSSA, and Ronnie opened his trunk and showed me a couple of those NSSA Sunday pullout sections from years past. Listen to the people around Rowan County, and before that, Davie and Davidson, and they'll tell you that Ronnie Gallagher loved high school sports. There was nowhere he would rather be than at a high school football game on Friday night. Well, Ronnie died last Friday morning. He had a minor heart attack a few weeks before, but returned to work shortly after. He also was told that he had a mass on one of his lungs. He woke up in pain last Friday morning, went to the hospital, and passed away before anyone had a chance to say goodbye. But they said goodbye to Ronnie Gallagher at high school football games throughout the county that night, knowing full well that no matter who becomes the next sports editor at the Salisbury Post, no one will ever take Ronnie Gallagher's place. I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again next Wednesday.